T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
Manning under center. Takes the snap on first and 10. Hand to Barkley. Looking for room. Bounce it around. Cuts to the middle. 15. Outside 20. 25, 30. Sideline 40. 50. And knocked out of bounds. And the Giants sideline inside Cleveland territory.
Darnold dials it up. Caught by Johnson. Touchdown, Jets.
It goes to Clement on a reverse. Aguilar fires to Foles. And Foles out of bounds at the 25-yard line. The Philly special worked again.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
Today's picks are brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice air, Petox, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The book at Harrah's Resort in Bailey's Wild, Wild West Atlantic City. Wager now. By Wallauer Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland County. And also, to keep in mind, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call them at 800-GAMBLER. Last season, Joe defeated me. He was 23-25. I was a god-awful 18-30. But I beat him in the playoffs, going 6-4. He went 5-5. Today, we have a guest picker, okay? That man is the voice of the undefeated 1-0 defending reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. He's also the Spanish voice of the New York Yankees. He is Ricky Ricardo. Ricky, the floor is yours for your Week 1 NFL picks.
All right, E-Rob, after a big win last night, and I never picked either for or against the team that I broadcast. And by the way, let me start by saying that it was an honor to be part of Boomer Esiason's final radio broadcast last night. Just being around the atmosphere, the little glow around Boomer last night during doing his final broadcast, the Monday night package, obviously the Thursday night game last night. But we had a lot of fun last night. It was a big, big night. Although, a actual rain delay, Evan.
I know. Horrible.
For a football game. It's unbelievable. All right, let's get to this week's picks. I am on the fence about the Cleveland Browns. I want to pull the trigger on the Browns against the Steelers, but I don't have the onions to do it. So, here we go. I really like the Carolina Panthers at 4:25 on Sunday afternoon against Jerry Jones's Dallas Cowboys. I think McCaffrey, and with the Olsen getting back healthy, I think Cam Newton will have a very, very big opening Sunday. I'm going to go Carolina and give you 3 points against the Dallas Cowboys. That is game number one in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Panthers over the Cowboys. Game number two, the Arizona Cardinals in the renamed stadium they have. Well, I think they just changed the name just a couple of days ago, so I don't remember the new name of this. They used to be University of Phoenix. It's something else now. But the Washington Redskins going out to the desert, Sam Bradford probably starting at quarterback for Arizona. I don't trust Alex Smith. I'll give you the point. I'll take the Arizona Cardinals over the Washington Redskins. And on Monday night, the Los Angeles Rams at the Oakland Raiders. I just think that moving Khalil Mack to the Bears, I don't like the beginning of the John Gruden regime. I think there's some upheaval with the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders. I will take Jared Goff, give you 4 points. I will take the Los Angeles Rams moving up the coast in California at the Coliseum and beating the Raiders on Monday night. So my three picks this week, Carolina minus 3 against Dallas. Arizona minus 1 against Washington. And the Rams giving you 4 points against the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders. How about that?
Beautiful. Ricky Ricardo with the three favorites. All right. Let's see how you do. All right, here are my picks. Last year I went 18-30. It was a disaster. I did a little bit better in the playoffs. Great. Let's have a parade. 6-4-1. You heard Paul LaDuca talking about one of the games I'm all over. And I've kind of hinted at it the last couple of days that I believe the Patriots will win 13 games, but they will start this season 2-2. And what will happen after they start 2-2 with Edelman out is, oh, my God, Belichick forgot how to coach. Brady's old. He's got no receivers. They've lost all these offensive linemen. Oh, my God, they're awful. Listen, if you're going to beat the Patriots, it's usually early. Last year, they opened up the season and gave up over 40 points to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, week one, they're at home against the Texans, and the Texans are getting 6. I love the Texans in this game, and I love them for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're healthy. Now, I don't know how long that's going to last. I don't know if Deshaun Watson's going to get through a full season. It concerns me that he's already had multiple ACL injuries. For now, J.J. Watt's healthy. I don't know if that's going to last. Guy's played 8 games in the last 2 years. I don't know. But I think that if you look at what happened last year, the Texans should have won that game at Gillette last year. They had a lead with about 45 seconds to go, something like that, and Tom Brady threw a touchdown pass to Brandon Cooks, and the Patriots came back and actually had that game because the line in that game was so monstrous. I was all over the Texans that day. They were getting 13.5. Shows you what a difference it is. But I love the 6 points. So game number one, give me the damn points. And you know what? Let's go nuts. The Texans are going to beat them outright. Patriots will still win 13 games. They'll still win the division. They'll still win the AFC. But in week one, give me the Texans plus 6 in Foxborough against the Patriots. Game number two. The Cincinnati Bengals are going to be better. And they're going to be better for a couple of reasons. Number one, the quarterback's going to play a lot better. Number two, Joe Mixon is going to have a breakout year. Number three, A.J. Green is going to continue to play like an elite wide receiver. Number four, they've improved the offensive line. Cordy Glenn, who they acquired from Buffalo, is a little banged up. He's questionable. But the Bengal offensive line was a huge issue last year. It won't be this year. The other reason they're going to win this game, I don't think the Colts are any good. I got to tell you. They haven't put pieces around Andrew Luck, and I don't know if Andrew Luck is healthy. Just because he's playing for the first time in a year plus doesn't mean his arm strength is back. And I'm getting points. So I'm going to take the better football team getting the points in Indianapolis, 2.5 to be exact. Game number two, give me the Bengals, 2.5 in Indy against the Colts. Game number three, I think the Buffalo Bills may be the worst team in football. I think their offensive line is awful. I think Nathan Peterman is a sacrificial lamb. He has no receivers. Shady McCoy's a talented player. We know about all the off-the-field stuff he has to deal with. I think the Bills are going to be awful, and I think the Ravens are going to be good, specifically on defense. Obviously, they're a top-5 defense. We all know that. Can Joe Flacco bounce back? Can they run the football with Collins? Can John Brown stay healthy and be a number one receiver? Can Michael Crabtree be a factor? I think there's a lot of questions on offense. But I think defensively, they're going to have a field day. They're going to sack Peterman multiple times. They'll force at least 3 turnovers. It's a 7.5 number. I get that. But I'm fine. I'll lay the 7.5. Game number three, give me the Ravens minus 7.5 at home against the Buffalo Bills. Game one, the Texans getting 6 in New England. Game two, the Bengals getting 2.5 in Indy. Game number three, the Ravens laying 7.5 at home against the Buffalo Bills. The week one picks, special guest Ricky Ricardo. Me, Evan Roberts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.